The following program has been furnished and paid by Nathan P. Ross, CPA, and KSEV is not responsible for its content or the products or services offered.
Welcome to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, a show that helps you learn how planners can generate significantly more wealth now. Nathan will answer your questions about business or personal finance, or how to increase current cash flows and generate retirement savings to make sure you're on the right path, and so much more. Whatever your financial goal, Nathan can get you there faster. And now, here's your host, Nathan Ross.
Welcome to the Be a Planner Show. Once again, we're focused on tax math on our Saturday show. Some of you may be aware that we've got a new show tomorrow morning, Sunday. Same station, AM 700 at 7 a.m. I think I'm the only one that can say that about Sundays regarding the show. In any event, the Sunday show is solely focused on understanding real estate private partnership syndications. We call it, again, syndication math. And as you know, if you listen to the Be a Planner Tax Math Show, we talk routinely about that asset space, specifically multifamily apartment building investments, partnerships, et cetera, as being one of the best asset classes for creating above average rates of return. Tomorrow morning, we've got a special guest that'll join us. Medina Sheikh is the name of a syndicator here in Houston that has some current projects that we'll get into some of the details on. Medina is a experienced business person, number one, and has also been involved in real estate, I believe, now for about 20 years. So it'll be a good show. I'm sure he'll enlighten us on what he looks at when he decides what type of property to invest in. But anyway, that all happens tomorrow right here on 700 or AM 700 at 7 a.m. Central Time. We, as you know, we usually start off the show by asking, when's the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you money or create significantly more wealth over the rest of your life? And again, we are planners. Most CPAs are simply reporters that focus on reporting what happened a year ago. We like to focus on helping you achieve twice the financial freedom that other self-made millionaire gurus that you hear right here on this station claim to help you achieve, but at the same time, they indicate it's not the money, but rather it's the lifestyle. And I guess I've heard that many times over the last 20 years, and I've yet to have a client tell me that it's not about the money. They understand that when a long-term health care issue arises or a chronic illness might arise, as it does with at least 50% of all American couples in retirement, that, you know, retirement, quote-unquote, should be defined as a lot more than just the ability to pay next month's bills, which is what I hear on assorted other shows. But in any event, our focus will be understanding tax planning strategies for investors, especially those that have decided they might be interested in real estate investments as a good way to grow wealth for their family, or perhaps they fully acknowledge they're behind the eight ball on their retirement savings. And if you would like to discuss how we can work with you and your specific facts and circumstances, feel free to schedule a call from the beaplanner.com website. That's beaplanner.com. And if you would also fill out the client intake forms that you'll see there right next to that schedule a call link, that'll give us a more complete insight into your specific facts and circumstances so that we can actually answer some questions once we get on a call. It will also give us the information we need to create one of our custom 401 math illustrations, which you can also see on the homepage of baplanner.com. It's down towards the bottom. If you'll scroll down there, we show an example of what investing $350,000 roughly can turn into over the next 30 years if you don't pay the IRS first. Let's pay the IRS last, because then we can use the tax leverage, the tax savings that we create for a long time. And it's kind of startling just how much money that turns into. We'll talk about that later in the show. I'm also going to say that the information you hear here is concerning concepts that are found at our website. Again, it's baplanner.com. It's not intended to be tax advice or an advertisement for services. And as a result, you should never, ever rely on the information you hear on this show or other shows without first consulting your own professional advisors, who hopefully are aware of your facts and circumstances, so that you and they can determine whether the information you're hearing here is current and can better assess and help you fully understand how it applies to your specific circumstances. We do try to give out up-to-the-minute information or answers. It's let's see, it's Saturday, January 15th, and to the best of my knowledge, any of the content, answers to questions that we might get will be accurate as of today. We are not infallible, however. Our memories do slip occasionally, so always seek a second opinion. If you would like to call in while we're on the air or send me a text, you can call us at area 281-558-5738, or KSEV for that last four. You can text me at 713-581-0195, or you can email me at nathan@mpross.com. I couldn't help, but as I was getting ready, I always listen to the show that comes on right before us. It's another well-known real estate guru that puts that on, or actually one of the mentors there at that investor platform does that show. But I heard it again, that you don't get rich with your 401k. And I guess if you use it the way they think it works, they're probably right. But we're tax professionals. We understand how to use the retirement plan rules to your favor, and we would suggest that the traditional 401k may have some issues. In fact, I would assert that it does. But I would also assert that if you understand how to get your money out without paying tax or penalty, which we excel at, provided you're married and you live here in the great state of Texas, there's a legal provision that allows us to access your funds and roll those funds into a self-directed 401 trust. And once you've done that, you become the trustee, you become the plan administrator, you decide who, when, where, and how much to write the checks for, and I will guarantee you that compared to taking your money out and paying the taxes, and then starting your investment, that the right code sections, the sections we use, will allow you to double your retirement lifestyles. We're going to talk a little bit more about this, or a lot more about this when we come back from the first break. And again, if you'd like to call in, it's 281-558-5738. We'll be right back with the Be a Planner Tax Math Show.
Thank you. Got a question for Nathan? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. The Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, focuses exclusively on helping investors understand the current options for investing. The syndication arena has changed. You can now take advantage of direct online investing options without expensive upfront membership fees. Nathan Ross, CPA, discusses these options and more, including the math involved with partnership selection, reporting, and performance. On the Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, Sundays at 7 a.m. right here on KSEV.
From annual checkups to managing chronic conditions, taking care of your health should always be a priority. At Houston Methodist, our primary care doctors are available to provide personalized care for you and your family safely. We offer a variety of convenient ways to get care from us, from same-day sick visits to extended hours at select locations. And we are taking every precaution to keep you safe during your visit. Choose your doctor or schedule online at houstonmethodist.org/stayhealthy.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedoms. And now they need our help as we all fight the coronavirus. At an unprecedented time in history, our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their family, hospital volunteers, and staff can have little or no contact with them. Being alone can be terrifying, but we all can help. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, creates, manufactures, and distributes therapeutic art and craft projects for our veterans and military at no charge to them. We invite you to join us in supporting an isolated or sick veteran and help them through this desperate time. To learn more, visit HealVets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization that has been helping veterans for nearly 50 years. HealVets.org.
Paul Berlin, a radio icon. His unique style and warm personality endeared him to so many. His endless stories and great music will never die. Paul may no longer be with us, but his memory will live on. KSEV is proud to continue with the best of Paul. Every Saturday evening, 6 till 8 p.m., Paul said it best as he closed his show.
We'll meet again at 700 a.m. KSEV in Heavenly Houston.
There wasn't nothing but a heartache in the middle of a bad dream. Like I took on the whole world and I never had a chance, girl. Lord, I tried to be forgiving, but getting by don't mean you're living.
Okay, welcome back to and on the that highway going nowhere. Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. And as we were just leaving for the break, we just talked about the concept of another investor platform that's on this show, or has a show right before ours, and they were talking about again today. I mean, I hear this comment very often that you don't get rich with your 401k, which, you know, again, I'm also hearing that it's not about the money, it's about the lifestyle. So I'm trying to reconcile some of these things. But let's assume for a minute that you don't get rich with their 401ks. There is a way to get rich with your 401k, but it does not involve keeping your money in the market typically. You know, if you're counting on doing it with index funds, mutual funds, stocks, bonds, etc., you may get rich, but you may lose half of it overnight as well. It happens, and depending on when you start taking money out, there's an excellent book that you may want to pick up. It's written by David McKnight, the gentleman that wrote The Power of Zero, which we subscribe to. We're actually in the mentor program that David McKnight has, where we are learning and executing zero tax math strategies. But he wrote a book called The Volatility Shield that discusses the traditional thoughts that financial planners have about pulling out X number percent of your retirement wealth without really paying attention to what the market's doing each year. And the problem is when you hit a down year, percentage-wise, your asset base is going down significantly. And if you're taking out a certain chunk without looking at how to, you know, what were the earnings this year, then you tend to burn through the cash much faster. So that even in the good years, when you go back up, you're not going back up to where you were. And again, read that book. It's a telling story. And, you know, I think you'll understand, you'll appreciate maybe even more the real estate private partnership syndication arena, because the way apartments work, they're getting more valuable because of net operating income increases. And you're not just pulling out a set amount each year, it's based on having cash flows. So it's kind of a natural guard to overachieving, I guess, so to speak, on taking your money out. And then, of course, the rates tend to be higher than stocks, bonds, mutual funds, et cetera. I would suggest to you that the 10% on the low end, maybe 30% on the high end, is common. And I'm talking about over the full cycle of, say, a 5, 6, 7 year ownership period, we would expect that our money would double. Despite what you may have just heard a few minutes ago on the show in front of mine, we look to double our money every 4 years. I heard a comment, maybe I heard it wrong, because again, I'm confused between being about the money or being about the lifestyle. Maybe they meant the lifestyle would double every 2 years, but I think I heard them say they expect to double their money every 2 years. And I'm just telling you, I'm not saying that might not have happened once or twice in the 40 years that they've been in business, or 35, whatever it is. But I will tell you that for your money to double, regardless of what investment it's in 2 years, that represents approximately a 35% gain, 35% annual gain. You can check it. Rule 72, take your rate of whatever rate you're thinking you're going to earn, divided into 72, you'll notice that that's 2.05. And I'm just going to tell you, having done tax returns of the members of that organization for the last 20 years, I have not seen one partnership transaction that has essentially generated 35% in 1 year when it's, again, this is on average. When I say 35% to get you a two times, a doubling of your money, that means you got it each year. Haven't seen that. I've seen 35% in 1 year, maybe when you exited. Heck, I think I've seen over 100%, 100% in 1 year because of circumstances. That has happened. And, you know, I know people say, nah, there's no way you could possibly do that. No, there is. I've seen it. And I've seen it with that platform. I've seen it with other platforms. It happens because the way we value apartments is totally different than the way you value a single-family home. And essentially, a single-family home, your sell price is dictated by what your neighbor sold their home for 2 months ago, whereas in the private partnership syndication market, the net operating income, which is akin to the EBITDA concept in a normal, business, when you apply a cap rate of the buyer or whatever the buyer thinks they're going to need to buy that property, that's how you determine the value. And without getting into the specifics, by the way, if you want to learn about these topics, we're getting ready to start some training. We're going to do it in person, in Houston initially, eventually in San Antonio, and we'll be doing it the building we office in, 11,200 Westheimer, and then we'll probably have a series of webinars as well. We're going to instruct you or teach you how to analyze these real estate private partnerships, because it is a complicated topic, but it's not one that's outside your grasp. I will promise you the math is basic enough. where I can help you understand which one of the hundreds of these transactions that you've now got access to. By the way, when's the last time you bought a plane ticket from a travel agent? Well, I would suggest to you that's the nature of the membership platforms that you hear about on the air. I don't sell memberships. I know several that do here in Houston, and I would suggest to you they're doing their best to keep you from understanding that just like the airline business, you can invest direct with syndicators. There's plenty of syndicators that will let you connect with them online, get to know them through webinars. In fact, again, tomorrow morning, I'm going to have one of those folks on the Be a Planner Syndication Mass Show, Medina Sheikh, here in Houston. By the way, I didn't mention earlier when I was suggesting to you that Medina's, you know, he's a real businessman as well as being a syndicator. Not that being a syndicator means you're not a real businessman. I don't mean to imply that. I'm just telling you, this guy's run a real company. He didn't just retire having never signed the front side of a check and decided that he was going to be a syndicator. I'm going to tell you, everybody's a syndicator these days. You know, the crowdfunding rules have been relaxed so much with the SEC. You really need to be careful who you're giving your money to. But Medina's the kind of guy, if I understand correctly, he's investing $2.5 million of his own money into the transaction he's working on right now. That's what we look for. We like in the breakfast analogy of the pig and the chicken. For those of you that are old enough to have heard that, you know, the chicken's involved in breakfast. The pig's committed. We like pigs when it comes to the folks we invest with. We like them to be operators, and we like to know that they're involved in driving the wagon. Yes, they've got a team. You better hope they have a team, because the good syndicators are already working on the next two or three transactions as they're raising capital for the current one. And I would suggest that Medina is likely someone you may want to get to know to establish that pre-existing relationship that's necessary for you to invest under the 506B rules. I know we're getting a little technical, but let's just say for the non-accredited investor, you know, you need to at least have a prior relationship with the party that's leading the transaction. Listening to radio shows, podcasts, webinars, et cetera, will be a way for you to achieve that. So this will be a good show to tune in for. Okay, so, you know, I'm going to suggest to you that if you use your retirement funds correctly, being able to double your money every 3.5 to 4 years is the target. That would essentially be about a 20% compounded ROI is what I'm going to call it, because I think more people understand ROI than internal rate of return. But it'd be about a 20% internal rate of return, a 2.0 equity multiple, cash on cash returns. We would like to see somewhere around a 7, 8, 9% average until the final year, where then, you know, we get a much higher rate when we sell it. And if you're worried about, well, how do I you know, understand these metrics and where will I learn about that, we actually have a website page where we're tracking that on multiple projects. It's, you know, not, or it is behind a paywall. But anyway, I hear a music break coming, so we'll be right back here in a few minutes with the Be a Planner Tax Mash Show.
Keep me in the shelter of your care each day.
Want to be a part of the conversation? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. BeAPlanner.com wants to ask you, when's the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you taxes? Seriously. Do you want to work with a planner or a reporter? A planner knows which tax code sections are the best wealth accumulation tools. Less tax, more profit. Learn more at BeAPlanner.com or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be a Planner Show with CPA Nathan Ross right here on AM 700 KSEV.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Dan Patrick for my friend Louis Florey and Ability Tree Experts.
Beautiful and healthy trees increase your property value, but sick, ugly trees will decrease the value of your home. That's why I recommend you call Ability Tree Experts at 281-441-4179. They're the experts. Caring for the beautiful and valuable trees on your property that you can replace should be done by experts. And the experts I use, it's very clear. It's Ability Tree Experts and Louis Florey, my friend for over 30 years. Gosh, this guy is the pro when it comes to taking care of trees. Well-fed and pruned tree will be less susceptible to wind damage and uprooting. You know, pruning is important for the health of your trees and allows the sun and fresh air into the canopy. Trees can be in distress several months without showing any signs. So don't wait to protect your investment. Call Louis Florey now at 281-441-4179, 281-441-4179, or visit their website at abilitytrees.com. Right now, receive a deep root feeding with every tree pruned. That's Ability Tree Experts. Ability Tree, Houston's leading tree care professional.
Okay, welcome back to the Be a Planner Tax Mass Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. And before the break, we were talking about doubling your money, or at least pro forma. We try to find projects that will see you double your money about every 4 years. And doing that will put you on target to double your financial freedom, I guess would be the term that so many of the real estate gurus focus on. And I would suggest to you that, again, financial freedom, you know, speaking of the fact that we don't care about money, it's just the lifestyle. I heard on the show before ours today, it was a wonderful story. I wish it happened more often. I know that it's an anomaly because I, too, have owned real estate for many years, and I've got tons of clients that still do single family. And I heard a great story today about a couple that had achieved 45% on a single family property. And I wasn't paying real close attention to understand if that was for a year or 10 years. I suspect just because it's the nature of the storytellers in this case, it was, again, it's an anomaly, and it was probably over the first year, and it was probably before there was a need for any repairs, or it was before a tenant left the property in a bad condition that required more money out of pocket. And, you know, of course, we always think we're going to have the model contractor involved to get those properties made ready, get them repaired, et cetera. And yet I'm going to tell you, even this organization that was telling the story has contractors that have had to be sued by my clients at times, because the contractors don't always do what they say they will. So, you know, you've got a lot of work to do in spite of what's represented for all those ducks to come home and present you with a 45% rate of return. And if that were the case, I also heard this couple was getting ready to start investing in multifamily. Why in the world wouldn't you just go keep buying these 45% annual return type single family, even though you're not looking to make money? I understand you're looking to create lifestyle. Doesn't quite add up. And I'm just going to suggest to you, does it happen occasionally? Yes, it does. We make money at times when we buy the property. I think that's what probably happened here. Again, I wasn't listening to all the details. I suspect it was a great buy, and it would become a wonderful property to have in your portfolio. But to think you're going to do 8 out of 10 like that, that's not reality. And there's a reason to invest in multifamily. I do applaud the couple in that story for recognizing that multifamily effectively has a more consistent rate of return, and they may not all be 20% or 30%. Well, they won't all be. Let's just say it. They won't all be 20 to 30%, but there will be a solid stream of singles and doubles, if you want to put it in baseball parlance, coming out of those multifamily transactions. The beauty about a multifamily apartment building, unlike an oil and gas well or many other businesses that you could start, is that we know the constraints and the outputs on multifamily properties. The National Apartment Association tracks, you know, they've got 50,000 members, some of which have multiple properties, so it's a lot of activity, a lot of data they have. The Texas chapter tracks apartment performances. The Houston chapter tracks it. Dallas tracks it, et cetera. You pretty much have a way to get the cost, the average cost, the average rents. We know what that box, quote unquote, is capable of generating on any corner in Southwest Houston or North Houston or, you know, wherever. And so you're not going into it wondering if there's reserves down under the ground. And further, what a wonderful business when you can depreciate the bulk of the asset base as it appreciates in value. And some of the oil and gas investors might say, well, you know, we get depletion. Yeah, you get depletion because the reserves are gone. Okay, they're not getting more valuable. Depreciation in the case of real estate is even in spite of the fact that the property is going up in value because the net operating income stream has increased from when you bought it, you repaired it or rehabbed it, you put smart home package in, you built some covered parking perhaps, you put a dog run in, maybe a small movie room for your tenants to share, and so there's assorted ways, maybe valet trash service, assorted ways that we get that net operating income to go up. And it's pretty impressive how much, you know, if you consider a 5 or 6 rate of a cap rate, we call it capitalization rate, how much each dollar or $100 turns into on the top line in terms of value. It's a multiple effect. And, you know, in many cases, you know, you can pull 100% of your original capital out in a 3, 4, 5 year period, maybe sooner. You know, I just had a group of clients that refinanced the apartment building that pulled, I believe it was 80% of their capital out in less than 3 years. So that's how you make money in apartments. And by the way, you still own the asset, obviously, still creating cash flows, and then eventually they'll sell it. And that'll be hopefully if the market cooperates. And that is an issue right now. You know, there's a lot of syndicators that are buying 40-year-old properties and putting, quote, wood-like flooring in them, upgrading the appliances, putting the smart home packages in, and that old Class C is being pro-formed as if it might be a B in terms of the top-line rental growth. And I guess all I would suggest is there's a limit to the number of fish that are swimming in that pond that are going to be willing to sustain that extra $250 a month rental rate. So when I see all these pro formas that are based on, you know, acquiring a property that's $250 or so under market, you know, I don't dispute that. They very well may be $250 under market, but that doesn't translate to having all the tenants that are in those properties being willing to pay $250 or more extra over what they're paying. And so, you know, if you talk about replacing those tenants, well, you've got a lot of competition in the market that are offering these types of properties. So, you know, we would tend to look at the properties that are saying we're going to achieve top-line rental growth because they're raising rents a little bit less successful, or at least appear they would be a little bit less successful than if perhaps you're buying a property that's 80% occupied and you're going to achieve top-line rental growth of 20 or 25% by putting people in the units. That's a different story altogether. And then, of course, you combine that with the fact that so many of the current transactions are using what I would refer to as a transitory type of debt, where, you know, we call it a bridge loan, which is a temporary loan. And, you know, you get a 3-year term, typically with 2 1-year extensions. The rate's likely to be variable. Those extensions cost 1%. So, you know, on a $30 million loan, that's a substantial fee, $300,000. And so, you know, you've got to, and it's not only that, it's like, what's the story going to be that allows that property to find a lender that they, you know, if they can't get a agency type debt now, you know, 10-year type term, and, you know, maybe a fixed rate or a variable rate, what's going to change between now and 3 years from now, or 4 or 5 years from now, to allow that property to attract a new loan, refinance out of the current loan? So, you know, all I'm suggesting is, you know, the reason syndicators are getting bridge loans, it's not so much because that's what they're seeking, although I've seen many that talk about how flexible those loans are and we're so happy to have gotten it, et cetera. I'm not buying that. I will tell you, you're only getting a bridge loan because that's all you can get right now. The lenders are not stupid. They've been through this game before. They know the rates are going to head up. They know the Fed is getting ready to start easing the tapering, and they're going to start raising rates. They've already said they are. And by the way, there's a good article in the Wall Street Journal this year talking about inflation, the difference now versus back when Paul Volcker, you may recall, became Fed Reserve Chairman in 1979, when inflation was double what it is now. How many of you listeners remember that? You know, I had forgotten, and I was around back then. I was going to U of H, and I remember at the time I had a finance professor, crusty old battle axe, Dr. Francis Yeager. And Dr. Yeager made the point, I think the prime rate got up to 20 or 21% back then. And he said, you know, at 20 or 21%, there's not a CEO alive that wouldn't be better off just staying in bed, because there's not a whole lot you can do when your cost of capital goes up that high, except raise your prices, which, of course, that has other ramifications. But in any event, 3 years later, Volcker had, he had crushed inflation. I've forgotten the rate it went down to, but it was below 7% by that point. And, you know, it was amazing. But, you know, he had different issues. You know, our issue is the money supply. The Fed's quit looking at money supplies. They do the tapering. As opposed to back then, the Fed was all over. They were all about limiting the money supply. I hear the break coming on, so we're going to take another break. We'll be back in a few minutes with the Be a Planner Tax Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA.
Got a question for Nathan? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. The Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, focuses exclusively on helping investors understand the current options for investing. The syndication arena has changed. You can now take advantage of direct online investing options without expensive upfront membership fees. Nathan Ross, CPA, discusses these options and more, including the math involved with partnership selection, reporting, and performance. On the Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, Sundays at 7 a.m. right here on KSEV.
want people of honor and integrity representing us in Congress. We want people that have to live by the same rules we do.
Ask them to uphold the Constitution. That's what I want.
I have a new grandchild, and I want her to have the same America as I had growing up.
As a veteran, I am sick and tired of somebody apologizing for what we've done in our country.
An independent voice for conservative opinions. AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas.
Okay, welcome back to the Be a Planner Tax Mass Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. And I want to circle back now to the self-directed 401 trust that we briefly mentioned earlier and make sure that you understand why it represents the optimal way to invest in real estate, period, whether it's retirement funds or if you found money buried in the backyard. Your challenge would be to find a way you could qualify to put it into the 401 trust, not, as others represent, keeping it out and investing in real estate after you've paid your tax. That's insanity. And if you have a choice between saving, and my illustration there on the beaplanner.com website, that $350,000, I identify the four choices, the only four choices that you have to invest your retirement funds or to invest your money in real estate. And you can bifurcate some of those options, meaning we can split how we allocate some of the funds. But bottom line is, if you rip the Band-Aid off and pay the IRS, the government, you give the government their due. And that's the problem we've got. And that's why I say traditional 401s don't work in the sense that we've been told. We've all been sold a bill of goods back in the late 70s, early 80s, when the 401k replaced the defined benefit plan. You may recall many defined benefit plans were in trouble. They were going under. Those were the kind of plans that you didn't contribute to, but based on your average income each year, you accrued a retirement benefit. It's just the problem is they're underfunded. And so, you know, the employers, the various associations of employers got together along with Fidelity and Schwab and those guys and came up with a plan that they lobbied Congress on to allow the employee to contribute. And they offloaded that incredible liability of retirement onto the backs of the employees. The problem is it hasn't worked as well as it was positioned at the time. There hasn't been the level of participation. There's been ups and downs in the market because, let's face it, most individuals, even with some help, aren't able to pick their spots on trying to stay ahead of the drops and the increases. And as you know, it's more like a yo-yo than it is a steady annuity over the years. And so bottom line is the amount of money that you've been able to amass is probably, and most, at least the people that seek our services, they realize that in their mid to late 50s, they're behind on what they're going to need to live to age 85 to 88. And you're probably thinking, wait a minute, I didn't know that's what life expectancies are now. Well, the IRS shows a male to be in the 85 to 86 range on life expectancy. Females are higher, 87 to 88. So now it puts your longevity risk front and center on, are you going to outlive your money versus the reverse, which is what we would like to help you establish, is a plan to where your money outlives you. And so several tools to do that. Real estate is just one of them, but it represents the core earnings engine that we like to utilize with our clients. And then there are some other tools that we use to offset the extreme health care costs that you can count on in retirement. And it may shock you to learn that over or right at 50%, I believe it's 51%, of all American couples will spend $880,000+ in retirement on health care. And that's generally because of a long-term health care issue or a chronic illness issue. So if you thought, well, you know, I've got $1 million saved, isn't that enough? Well, not to get you to age 85 plus years old, if you want to live normally or how you're living now. And so, you know, a combination of these tools has a better chance of getting you there. And of course, the cash flows coming off real estate as an asset class is simply one of the highest. And so we want to use that as the base. But the beauty about the 401 trust, which is what I call the self-directed model, is that you don't pay tax when you have sales or gains occur during the period that your 401 invests in these real estate transactions. There is an exemption from the tax that an IRA will pay, as an example. It's called the UDFI, or the Unrelated Debt Financed Income Tax, that every IRA, whether it's a Roth, whether it's a traditional, whether it's an inherited, regardless of what, if it has IRA in the title, your IRA is going to pay tax when you sell that apartment building, or you sell that private storage facility, or you sell any type of real estate that has leverage. In other words, you used a mortgage. Whether the IRA takes out the loan, which you may be surprised to know that there are lenders that will loan on a non-recourse basis to your IRA if you want to go buy a property. But in any event, whether the IRA takes out the loan or an LLC vehicle that you've invested in with 82 other people, that rule applies to you. And I can tell you that most people, when they go open that IRA account, they read right past that information that the custodian is explaining, and they're further explaining that you're responsible. And so look at the asterisks, look at the fine print. What we do as a tax advisor, is the asterisks. When you see the asterisks that say we don't provide tax advice, we don't give you advice about valuing the assets for purposes of filing tax forms that are due potentially each year within the IRA, that may surprise you as well. But any year that you have positive taxable income that exceeds $1,000, that's when you have to file a tax return. The 401 also has a filing, but it's once assets have reached a fair market value, not a fair value, a fair market value of $250,000. And by the way, for those of you that are heeding the advice of many tax strategists today of getting your funds over to Roth, boy, do we have a twofer for you on the REP type investment, the real estate private partnership syndication, because when you convert to Roth, you use the fair market value versus the fair value. And again, that one little word, market, being in between there will save you a ton of money. And why do I say that? Well, if your money, we're just going to use an example here, $100,000, before you roll your money into the 401 trust and invest in private company transactions, if you had $100,000 sitting in a Schwab account in market-type assets where they're liquid, you've got the ability to trade them, you're not relying on a small partnership, but rather you've got Exxon stock or Apple stock in your portfolio, that $100,000 is generally thought to be worth, a fair market value is $100,000, because you can, you know, call your broker up, or I guess you can go online. What am I saying? Call your broker up. Or we're not buying airline tickets now, are we? But anyway, you can transact those shares at any time you desire, and there's a willing buyer out there that'll pay you, the willing seller, a price where both of you understand all the facts and circumstances. But now let's fast forward. You roll your money out of the 401 that you've got an account at Schwab or Fidelity or UBS or whatever, and now you've rolled it to the self-directed model where you've decided to invest in a real estate partnership, private partnership, that's buying an apartment building. Well, it may come as a shock to you that when you value private company investments, there's assorted discounts that we're able to apply. Why do I know that? Because when you look at the private placement memorandums that exist on every one of these transactions, it's mandated under Rule 5 of the SEC's crowdfunding statute. The attorneys that draft these syndication documents must disclose somewhere between 20 and 25 risks, depending on the project. And I'll just suggest to you that they are significant in some cases. Lack of marketability because you don't have an exchange. You can't even sell these shares, by the way. That's right there in the private placement memorandum. Until the partnership exits, they sell the asset and they liquidate your shares. But there's no liquidity. That's a 20 to 25% discount to fair value. Lack of majority control. You may own somewhere just under 1% in most cases. You have no voting control. That's another 20 to 25% discount to fair value. So now your $100,000 is worth $50,000. Don't panic, though. We'll get there in a minute. And then you start looking at assorted other risks that are identified right in the private placement memorandum. You may not be able to refinance like the partnership is projecting. You may not be able to sell. You're relying on a small team of individuals to get you over the finish line, and assorted other risk. And by the time you ascribe anywhere from 0.5% to 1%, maybe 2%, you're down to where you've got essentially 30 to 40% left in value. And there's no need for panic. We understand, or we wouldn't be investing in these animals, that your likelihood is the property is going to go up in value, the NOI is going to rise, therefore the value of the property will rise, and eventually you should be able, again, it's not guaranteed, and that's the point of the SEC, so we get to apply those discounts. Now, thinking back to the Roth conversion strategy for a minute, if you were seeking to convert your Roth, would you want to do it when it's worth $100,000 at Charles Schwab? Or might you consider doing it when it's worth $30,000 to $40,000 in that new apartment building private partnership? Now do you understand the comment I made about a twofer? Not only are you going to get an asset that likely will go up significantly in value, but you're going to convert to Roth at an optimal value. And this would be like Apple stock falling 40% today, and if you held Apple, selling it or converting it to Roth was what I meant to say, at the lower value. You know it's going to go back up, or it should go back up unless the world crashed, not just the market. But anyway, so something to chew on, something to think about. Connect with us if you want to learn more and maybe consider doing some private partnership investing and Roth conversions. And we'll be back next week. Well, actually, we'll be back in the morning, 7 a.m. Medina Shake is going to be our syndicator guest of the week. And then we'll return to the Saturday slot next week. Enjoy the show. Look forward to tomorrow morning.
Thanks for listening to Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 5 for another edition of Be a Planner Show here on AM 700 KSEV.